My name's Jono Bacon, and I think outside the box.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I don't have a box.
And this is...
Shot of Jack!
Years back, if you wanted to record a TV show, you needed to plug a clunky old video recorder into your telly. Tapes were old, shit, and limited. They broke easily, and tapes without labels or worse, with scratched off labels, could be mistaken for dodgy sock drawer porn. It wasn't long before someone figured out how to hook a computer up to a TV and record video digitally. Such homebrew concoctions were knee-deep in low-level codecs and configuration files, and software such as MythTV pulled together the strings into something that looked semi-polished for your TV. While the end product often looked and worked well, the path to getting there was filled with pain, and often the box itself looked very much like a computer trying to disguise itself as a set-top box. In other words, bollocks. A newcomer that is shaking things up is Boxy, the Xbox Media Center-based project that builds upon the open-ended App Store approach to services, and even has a sleek, sexy hardware unit from D-Link that would rock any home entertainment setup. Boxy and its associated box seems to pull together all the right components, provide an open development framework, put a glossy layer of paint on top, and wrap it all up in a sleek nugget of hardware. So, is Boxy doing what the iPhone did for phones, but to TV?
I think it's really interesting what Boxy are doing. I mean, we should be clear about this first of all. Xbox Media Center is a completely open source project. It's existed for years, and Boxy have taken Xbox Media Center and have given it a new skin. They've added a load of really interesting streaming stuff, which we'll talk about in a bit, and they've wrapped it all up together, you said, but their code is still all open source, which is rather lovely. It's interesting that the idea you've come up with about doing what the iPhone did for phones, it's not quite what the iPhone did. It's more what Android did for phones, I think, in that you've got a nice, consistent UI on top. But if you want to go groveling underneath, then you are able to do so.
Yeah, I mean, when you first told me about Boxy, the first thing that struck me was, you know, this is another software project that turns a computer into a media center. And that I found very exciting 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, as I blogged about a lot of the time, you know, I built a machine and I found all the components that made it look like a set-top box, and I installed MythTV and had these different tuners. And there's a certain amount of liberation in being able to do that, in being able to build your own machine and customize it to exactly what you want to get out of your TV experience. But it's so much work and so much pain in getting there. The thing that excites me about Boxy is the fact that it looks like you can have that level of granularity, but they've also optimized it so people can just buy one of these things and run it. And then you can build, for example, you know, these apps that run on top of it. So it seems to get the best of both worlds.
That's exactly the point. I mean, if you look at Boxy as a piece of software, is not fundamentally different from a load of the other on your telly run on a computer bits of software like Movida, Eliza as was, or Windows Media Center, or MythTV, except MythTV's got the recording thing. But the point about what Boxy have done is that they've spent a lot of time working on the fit and finish of everything. They've made sure that the UI all hangs together really, really well. And they've done this deal with D-Link that means that you can go out and buy a Boxy box, which is sweet-looking piece of kit.
It looks beautiful.
Quite happily sit next to your television. It'll just work. It comes with a really nice, simple remote control. The same kind of approach that Apple took with the Apple TV, Boxy have done with the Boxy box. The thing that I find fascinating is that I don't believe Boxy could have done that if Xbox Media Center hadn't already existed. The XBMC team have taken care of all the things about how do you play all these different video formats and how do you make sure that your thing takes up the right size of the screen and doesn't overscan. And all the pointless stuff that you used to have to do by hand, Xbox Media Center now makes easy for you, and then the Boxy team can concentrate on things like making it integrate really well together with itself, getting it on a custom piece of hardware that you can then show to people. In the same way that the Neuros team have done, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that really excites me about this as well is that I think part of the reason why the iPhone and Android devices have been very popular is that they really lowered the bar in terms of, as we've talked about previously on the show, about lowering the bar for developers to get apps on devices. You know, there's this wealth of diverse applications, from anything from pushing a button to making a fart noise to something, you know, that tracks your fitness or whatever it is. And I like the fact that they're kind of applying that ethos to PVRs. I remember when I was playing with Myth TV as just a hobbyist programmer, I was really excited about the possibility of writing software that can run on my telly. I mean, that is just a really cool prospect for a developer. But to do it for Myth TV was a fucking nightmare. And it required, you had to write the plugins and scenes, stuff like that. And I just wanted to do it in Python. And from what I understand, Boxy has Python support.
Yes, what the Boxy team have done is you can build a thing called a Boxy app. And the idea behind this is that it's a way of displaying streaming media off the internet on your Boxy box. So you could build one for YouTube, but there's one already. You could build one for the TED Talks or for your podcast or whatever. There may well be
Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. There may well be a Shot of Jackman showing up at some point.
There fucking better be.
But, well, you know, I'll take my other hand out of my pocket. I do have work to do. But the interesting thing about this is it's not just a case of, oh, hit your Boxy app is just, here's a script on my website. Download this and copy it to a folder. What you do is, once you've built your app, which is done with their Python API, you then submit that up to Boxy. And then everyone who's running Boxy can get a list of those apps from within the program itself and just say, I want that one, please. So there's a central list of them. So you don't have to do that. You are able to install Boxy apps from places other than Boxy.com. And you're able
but
to
it's
do,
nice
to
that they provide them. That integration.
But yeah, they've essentially provided an app store in the same way that Android provides an app store, but you can install apps that aren't in the app store. Same kind of principle.
I mean, so spinning it on a little bit, my father-in-law came over the other day and he said, you know what? I'm sick of paying all this money to Comcast every month. And he said, I don't really watch a lot of TV.
Hang on, what, Comcast?
Comcast are the big digital TV provider in the US. So Comcast, kind of like Sky. And he comes over and he's like, I'm sick of paying all this money to Comcast in terms of, you know, getting access, you know, cable. And he says, you know, there's a certain amount of channels that I watch. Is there any way I can just get that on the internet and essentially hook a computer up to my screen? And it sounds like Boxy is exactly that. It's basically an internet TV box. And I'm just wondering, I mean, do you think this is, what ramifications is this going to have on the traditional cable industry? I mean, it's an obvious question to ask.
Well, you're in a world in which, in America, you can watch almost everything you want online now with Hulu, right? The UK, you have BBC iPlayer and ITV TV on demand and Channel 4 on demand. So you've got all that. You don't have the extra channels, the satellite channels, but you've got all the terrestrial channels in the UK. I believe there are similar things in other countries, European, South American, and so on. So you are in a position where realistically you don't actually have to have a... You don't have to use your television to watch broadcast signals. You could just get it all over the internet. And then on top of that, you've got all the other stuff on the internet, YouTube and Talks and Google Video and what have you. So it's quite possible that it would be reasonable to just have one of these devices and just do that and that's it.
I mean, that would be sweet. In the same way that, you know how, for example, Guitar Hero really changed video gaming in the sense that it's a social, it's a party game. People like to not only play it, the people play it in front of other people. And people like to sit around and watch people playing Guitar Hero. It's something you can do at, like, if you have a party at your house on a Saturday night or something. What seems to be happening more and more is people sitting around the TV and watching YouTube videos on like PlayStation 3s. And I suspect that this will be used a lot for that because, you know, I mean, if you can watch one of the many hilarious videos on YouTube or, you know, Funny or Die or whatever it is, I suspect that that's going to really target kind of that younger audience who wants to do that instead of just sit down and watching 24 or something.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And we get to the point where the whole thing we've talked about in the past about there being a very short attention span for things, so it only extends to the length of a YouTube video rather than the length of a film. And this is ideal for that because it brings the internet onto your big television, so it's not all squinting at a laptop screen. You've then got the big, easy-to-use 10-foot interface, which is really quite lovely.
So, Boxy, sounds exciting. We're certainly very excited to see how this pans out and see how it works, particularly with the actual physical box. I mean, Boxy's available now, but the box itself. What do you think? Do you think that Boxy as a project is interesting? Do you think that the box is going to have an impact on cable providers? Do you feel like this is going to open up a whole world of homebrew entertainment through channels such as YouTube? The place in which you should share your thoughts and get involved in the conversation is at shotofjack.org, where you heard this shot.
Or you can send us messages on Twitter. So if you're already using Boxy or using a competitor to Boxy, if you feel like you've moved on from the old days of compiling software and just want a box that sits in your telly, get hold of us on Twitter or Identica to hashtag #ShotOfJack.
And of course, if you want to get in touch with the two of us, you want to provide some feedback, ideas for the show, whatever else, then you can email us at talktous@shotofjack.org.